Okay, can we call on, meeting the order, we got a quorum.
Okay.
We get a roll call.
Beckett, Denzel, Carter.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Knott, Langenheim.
Here.
Kurtz.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Cowart.
Present. Okay, I need approval of the agenda.
No move.
Second.
Any discussion?
I second.
Aye.
Need approval of minutes for August 20th.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Participation, I don't see
none.
Any. Okay, monthly reports. The county and township motor fuel tax claim for August 2009 and September 2009.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we're down to the county engineer. This is
all right. Item A is a annual resolution appropriating our share from the motor fuel tax funds for the Champaign-Urbana urbanized area. Kuwait's $23,840 paid out of motor fuel tax, and that is just our share that we pay every year in the Kuwait's to be a member of that organization.
Come on.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Steve?
I've always felt that the old saw about there's, when it's all said and done, there's more said than done. And Kulat spends too much time talking and not building roads. So I don't want to break stride. I've never voted for this ever.
Okay.
So go ahead. Well, I feel called upon to contradict that. Before you do something, you have to think about it, and that's what Kuwait's does.
I think that the Kuwait staff does an amazing job in the in what they're supposed to do. Whether you agree with the formation of Kuwait or not, I believe the staff that Kuwait has assembled does a very good job in performing the tasks that they're asked to do. So,
incidentally, I'd like to add that I speak from personally attending Kuwait's meetings as a, quote, proxy for Pius, who's now chairman of it. I even go when I know he's going to be there. So I've watched them operate for a long time. They're way out in front. That's necessary. And, well, I really can't agree with you this morning, Steve.
Where do they meet? Over in the John Dim, in the RPC. Called the John Dim.
I've never got anything on when they meet. I'd love to be able to sit in on that. Is there any way to find out what their schedule is? Or?
Website.
They have a website?
Yeah.
Another thing about it is participation is a prerequisite for getting federal funding.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have any. This is the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Right. Well, I know what it is. I just never been involved in any of the meetings, which I'd like to do.
Right. Yeah, there's a technical committee, and then there's a policy committee.
Okay.
I sit on the technical committee. Pius is the chair of the policy committee.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Item B, this is a resolution appropriating an additional $154,048.93 from motor fuel tax funds for the County Road 17 improvement that we did last summer. That first sheet that is in the stuff that I handed out to you, the three stapled together sheets, that shows the total cost of the project. The award amount was $2,661,000. The net cost of the section was $2,642,000. So you'll see based on the award amount. The project was actually built under the award amount. This money is due to the fact that the original bid came in much higher than the estimate amount. As you'll recall, that's when fuel and everything else was going out the roof when we bid this project. And it's actually, since it's a federal aid job, the estimate was actually provided by IDOT, not by the county, so I really don't have any recourse in saying what the estimate is. We send them down actually our estimate, and then they go into a dark room with cigars, I think, and come out of there. And they don't tell us what the estimate is. They don't tell anybody what the estimate is until it's bid. And then they announce how far under or over
it is.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting process. So, anyway, the bid came in over the cost estimate. It was still awarded because it was an awardable bid. And it came in under total cost. But we need to appropriate this additional money to make the final payment on the project.
So moved.
Second. What are we appropriating, the $528,000?
No, the
$154,488.93.
B.
We've already appropriated $400,000 for the project. Mm-hmm. And we're appropriating additional money to cover the additional costs.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next item is C. We talked about this at the last Highway Committee meeting. You'll see it in your minutes under the Emergency Road Repair State Program Project, County Highway 20. This is money that we have finally got the nod from IDOT that we have received this emergency road repair money, which was money that I applied for through Senator Frerichs. Through the mini capital bill, which was the smaller capital bill that was passed early on in the legislative session, we have received $387,500 towards the improvements on County Road 20, which is the Royal Road. You'll see a map here, your second sheet of the stapled together pages.
Deb,
is that the Deb? Starts at 1800E, goes 4 miles to the east, and that resolution, Deb, says 4 miles west, so we need to change the resolution.
Oh, okay.
Over to the road that goes down to St. Joe. You'll see on the last sheet some pictures that came from our pavement management study of the road in its current condition. See, it's in very poor condition. It's actually the worst pavement condition road we have in the system. And it's just that 4 mile stretch through there that was never rebuilt. So the total project cost would be the $387,500 plus the $1,287,500 from County Motor Fuel Tax Funds. This is a project that we will design through the winter, bid it late winter, early spring, and build next summer. So I would ask for your approval of that. Resolution.
Mr. Raff. Have him.
Raff.
Does my memory serve me correctly in that we took this road over from state support some years back?
Yes.
And we got it in bad shape? Didn't they rebuild it at the time?
They rebuilt it from the St. Joe Road going to Royal, but they didn't rebuild this 4 mile section. And I don't know if this was an original county road or whether we just hooked into the state system at the St. Joe Road.
Okay.
But this has not been rebuilt since the 70s.
Since the 70s, okay. So then it wasn't part that we took over.
I don't believe so.
No, because they did extensive. There was a famous thing out there called the dip, where the road came on a boom like that. It was a place where a block of ice in the till had melted, and there was a pothole there, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I just wondered whether we had accepted an inadequately rebuilt road when we took that thing over. There's nothing we can do about it now, anyway.
No.
Okay.
But
sorry to have wasted your time.
No. I like the history.
Yeah.
Going way back. We get dinosaur days.
We get a lot of history from that. That's wonderful. I'm learning so much. That's not sarcastic.
But, yeah, we usually don't take over.
I'm not being facetious here. No, you do. Yeah, you really do come up with some great stories. I like to listen.
Kind of conversation.
Well, thank you. I do my best.
Okay.
So this is money that needs to be appropriated for motor fuel tax funds.
Okay.
So move.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion that we resolutions A, B, and C be placed on the consent agenda.
Okay.
A can't.
What's that?
A can't.
One of them had that.
Say again?
A cannot be on.
A?
There was a no vote on that.
Oh, okay. So B and C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I have a second question.
Yes.
Where do we stand on the motor fuel tax? I know that we have there's a smaller pot than it has been in a long, long time.
Right.
How bad off are we? At this point,
we still have a fund balance $3 to $5 million right now.
Okay. Is anything planned for that 3 to 5, or is that just sitting there waiting for something to happen?
I wish it was just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, when you say $3 to $5 million, are we saying projected numbers, or are we saying actual numbers?
Actual numbers.
Okay.
Actual numbers. But once Windsor Road is built. And Curtis Road is built.
Right.
We've paid our portion of those projects. We'll basically be living from year to year on our motor fuel tax distribution.
Okay. Monticello Road will have nothing to do with that because that's state and federal, right?
Actually,
well, we're going to be talking about that now anyway.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is D. The Monticello Road project, as you know, goes from Route 45 all the way over to the Piatt County line. The first 5 miles... from Route 45 over to 600E is a federal aid section, which we got the Highway Safety Improvement Project money a few years back for that project. The second section, which is the last 6 miles, is a motor fuel tax project. And our thought process all along has been that we would bid them on the same day. The state will bid the federal aid section. We will bid the motor fuel tax section. They'll have a letting in Springfield. We'll have a letting here in our office. But I got a call from local roads engineer down in Paris a couple weeks ago, and apparently a lot of the districts are having trouble getting their projects ready for bid letting for this recovery money that the state has got. And if the recovery money isn't appropriated and put to bid letting by January, then it's gone. Now, District 5, of all the districts in the state, has 100% of their projects ready to go, including the Monticello Road project. So reading between the lines of an email that the district local roads engineer got from Springfield, he kind of took it to say that if some of these projects don't get ready in time, there may be some money that needs to be put into other projects. Now, in order to get a project ready for federal letting, it takes, you know, pretty substantial effort outside of your normal efforts.
Okay.
But since this project had federal money in it from the beginning, we did the entire 11 miles as if it was a federal aid project, anticipating that something like this might possibly happen. So there's no guarantees. I don't even know if it's 10% or 20% chance or what the chances are that there may be some money become available for the next section of Monticello Road. But the fact of the matter is if we bid it as a local project with motor fuel tax, that federal aid money has no chance of making its way towards Champaign County because the project's already been awarded. The theory behind letting them on the same day was that we would get the same contractor and similar prices.
Right.
But the second half of the Monticello Road project, you know, is $2.5 to $3 million. If we could get $1 million, $2 million and save our motor fuel tax money, I think we would be
So what do we need to do to get these people on the stick here, to get this project so we can get that money?
We need other projects to fail.
We need other projects to fail?
That's basically what it amounts to. If other project can't spend the money, then there's a possibility that we might be able to get some of their failed efforts.
Outside the county?
Yes.
We're not talking about
our county failed.
No.
All right.
No, this is actually even projects outside of District 5 over the state.
Okay.
That's always the case. The guy that gets up earliest in the morning gets the word.
That's right. So, you know, we've kicked this around and talked to different engineers with longer experience, and, you know, my thought process is that it's worth the chance to wait and see if we're going to. I don't really think that because we bid one project November 6th and we bid another project January 6th or whenever we bid it, that the contractor is necessarily going to change on us. I mean, if a contractor gets the first 5 miles of the road, I would think he would really want the second 6 miles of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And it may even help our case. You know, it's hard to tell what contractors are going to do. That's why I'm not a contractor. So I would be for taking a chance and waiting until January to bid the second phase of the project in hopes that some of this recovery money will shake out of a tree and we'll be able to save some of our motor fuel tax money. It's a little bit of a chance in that we don't know what's going to happen between November and January with prices, and, you know, if somebody blows up an oil field or something, things could go haywire. But, you know, I think it's worth the chance in that, you know, it could be $1 million or $2 million that we could save by doing this. And the downside might be $100,000 at the most, I would say.
Where would that $100,000 go?
Contractors are going to show their numbers, obviously, on November 6th. So everybody in the state is going to know what the low bidder bid on this particular project.
Yeah.
So that may cause contractor prices to be a little bit higher than they were November 6th. It may cause them to be lower. I don't know.
Well, considering the great economic progress we're making, I would suspect that they'd be lower.
Well, then maybe we'll save money even if we don't get any additional recovery money.
Possibility.
But
well, you're betting $100,000 on a possible million, a million and a half. Is that it?
Yeah. And like you said, we could be saving. It's more of a roll of the dice on what's going to happen if we don't get the recovery money. If it's going to be higher, if it's going to be lower. You know, you could go with any theory anyway. And I think it's worth it to save possibly a couple million to see what's going to happen.
What would we do with the money that we save?
It will go towards other projects.
More oil and chip roads?
No. Not oil and chip. That's for the township. This is county money.
Yeah, so you're going to be it out the first section of it, and who's going to pay for that? Are we going to pay for it, or are we using federal money?
That's 80% federal money, 20% local money.
So you're going to talk to whoever the contractor is and see if they're interested?
Well, yeah. This project will get bid we'll bid it prior to the January state letting. This first project will get bid on the state letting, which is one of those lettings where they go into a room with a cigar and come out with an award. And then the next state letting is January the 10th or some date like that. So prior to January 10th, we'll know whether or not we're going to get additional monies. If we don't, we'll go ahead and let the second section prior to the next big state letting so that contractors don't get too much work and then not want to bid on this type of project. So we'll get this project in between the two state lettings. And it'll be, I mean, it's not like we can just give it to the lowest contractor because he won the prior bid. It'll still have to be, you know, publicly advertised and bid just like any other project. But I just, and it's, there's nothing that you guys need to vote on. I think this is really just a informational, because I had told you that we were going to bid all that at one time. And I think we're probably better off going this route to see if we can shake any of those additional dollars free.
Do we have any other roads that would be eligible?
No. There's only two projects in the entire district that are federal aid eligible because we've gone through the actual planning process to make them federally eligible. Typically, there's a whole set of rules that you have to follow when you spend motor fuel tax money, and then there's about 50% to 100% more effort put into doing federal aid projects. There's just a lot more red tape, a lot more studies you have to do, a lot more documents you have to prepare. And if you're going to do a motor fuel tax fund project, you don't typically go through that effort. So there's, and it's not like that effort can be done in the course of a couple of weeks. That effort takes months and months to do in the approval processes. So it's not like somebody can just say, oh, there's federal money out there. I'm going to take this motor fuel tax project and we're going to make it a federal job, because they haven't gone through the effort to do that up front. So for our efforts, maybe it'll pay off.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
I appreciate that.
And maybe we can get Steve to get some of his contacts and get us that money.
Is Carney the local roads manager talking about?
Dave Spiker.
Mike Carnahan.
No, he's a construction engineer now. It's Dave Spiker now.
Oh, okay.
Mike does come, and he's like the construction manager for IDOT over local federal aid participated projects like Curtis Road. He shows up there periodically and checks things out. But he's not the local roads engineer. So that's all I had for the agenda.
Okay. Other business.
Rain.
Right?
Rain.
Rain is out of business.
Okay, need approval of the closed session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I don't see that.
I got in touch with Susan. She had nothing.
Okay. Items to be placed on the consent agenda would be B and C. And they will be on the way back in. Anything else for this committee? Steve? No. We're there.
Okay.
Good. Well, you got to go out.
Oh, I have a place to go.
Oh.
I fell alive.
Came through alive.
That's fine. But I want to see Deb. Ralph, don't go away. I want to talk to you for a second.